Good morning. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. I thank you for the opportunity to consider your word. And we pray this morning that you'd help us to do that. I pray you'd help me. I pray whoever hears this would benefit from it. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Yesterday morning, January 2nd, 2023. Yesterday was a day of prayer for me. And within that, especially in the earlier morning, I was going through some scripture. And one of the verses that I came across that really hit my heart that I, for myself, thought I need to pray this as part of my New Year's resolution was Psalm 119:60, verse 60, I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments. I call this little devotional speed. Psalm 119, as I'm sure most of you know, is about God's word. It's about God's law. And the verse that we are considering today is about speed in doing God's commands, being obedient immediately, quickly. And I remember the first time I really heard teaching on this idea or this subject of being obedient quickly was in a church that I was a member of or part of, and there was a parenting class in that church, which later my ex-wife and I eventually got ourselves. It was called Growing Kids God's Way, and it was this class was offered to young parents of young children in that church, and actually, you know, there was even, I think, Growing Babies God's Way, I can't remember, but that was part of it. And many of the parents in that church practiced that style of parenting, and I witnessed one, extremely obedient children, and then also children being disciplined, not only for being disobedient, but for not being obedient fast enough. They were obedient, but they were making excuses. They were slow. They didn't immediately obey, and they'd get a smack on the bottom and sometimes more than that. And I remember having mixed feelings about this. And part of my mixed feelings was because I thought, was I fast? Or even, were these parents fast in their obedience to their Heavenly Father? Are we as fast in our obedience as we might require our children to be to us? Are we as fast in our obedience to our Heavenly Father than we were requiring our children? And I don't think I ever could do this to my children because I was not that fast myself. And I might have punished them for disobedience, but I was a little bit lenient on that. And some were even with force making sure their kids were fast in obedience. And I thought, it seems maybe hypocritical. I require more speed in obedience from a small child than I as a mature adult would give to my Heavenly Father. And so it was a convicting time as far as I remember. And when I saw this verse again yesterday, that came to mind. And then the second thing, as I'm meditating on it, that came to mind was that this speed, it is a good thing, and it is a needful thing. It's something I desire in myself as a New Year's resolution, and one of the reasons we need speed is because our enemy is not lazy. Satan walks around like a roaring lion. He considers us sort of prey. He's after us, and he's quick It's interesting. I thought of Rocky too. And Rocky II, he got beat by Apollo Creed. He was the champion of the world, but it was a close fight. And now he's going to fight him again. And he's been injured. His eye is bad. He's not quite as ready as he would like to be. And he has to change some things in the way he fights. And in the middle of the movie, Mick or Mickey, who is Rocky's manager, or you might say coach, is telling him, talking about the strategy. And he said within that discussion, he says, "But first, you got to get speed, demon speed. Speed is what we need. We need greasy, fast speed." And in that, you'll notice he says demon speed. We think of demons as fast, and Apollo Creed was fast. And so Rocky, in order to fight Apollo Creed, and we, in order to battle with Satan, need speed. And what do we need speed for? We need speed in obedience. Oh, how slow we are in obedience, like children. We tend to make excuses. We say, "I'll do this and this and this and this, but I'll do it tomorrow." I remember in seminary, RTS, Reformed Theological Seminary, I remember I did well, and one of the things that was key to my being successful there in classes, getting A's in classes, was speed. I did not procrastinate. When there was a paper to write, I didn't wait till 2 nights before to do it before it was due, but I started as soon as I knew about it. And we need to be obedient to God. We need to do it daily, as it's often said. Take up your cross daily, Jesus says. We will start Bible reading, prayer, regular church attendance, and other things that we need to do in obedience to God. We need to do them today. And now, maybe there's sin we need to repent of. Maybe there is a relative or a friend who does not know the Lord, and we've been putting off sharing the gospel with that person, or whatever else we have, and we can always say, and it's, I think it's true about spiritual things. When I get my life together, then I'll really start reading the Bible. When I fully recovered from the hurricane, which is a real issue here for us in Florida, where I'm like, we all have issues with the hurricane. When I'm back to my life together, then I'll start praying. Then I'll get to church. Then I'll do these spiritual things that I need to do. And yet God says, through the Apostle Paul, 2 Corinthians 6, 1 and 2, "We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, 'In acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.'" Today is the day to repent. Today is the day to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Today is the day to follow Jesus, to do what is right, to do what is good, to read your Bible, to pray, to share the gospel with your friend or neighbor who doesn't know Christ. We need to do these things today. Now, we need speedy obedience. The psalmist said, Psalm 119, 1960, "I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments." Let us pray. Father, I pray whoever might see this, I hope it is helpful to them. I pray for myself that as I've preached this message, I would be someone who practices what he preaches. Father, we have so many excuses. Our depravity slows us down. Well, yes, our depravity does slow us. It's a lot like gravity. It always pulls us down, down, down. And yet you and your son are the resurrection and the life. You set our feet upon a rock. You help us to, you establish our goings. And Father, we pray you do that for us. Speed us up like the angels who grabbed Lot's hands. Let us be not just pulled along a way, but let us run with them. Let us not be like Lot's wife who not only delayed but looked back. Let us have our eyes forward and let us speedily obey what you have called us to. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.